Start the frickin' roll call!
We're live!
Redcaster, Joe Raven!
Bluecaster, Sheena Zazeel!
Greencaster, Overkill!
Blackcaster, Ransack!
Pinkcaster, Legend!
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet!
Radio set time!
Cast Ranger! On air!
Welcome to episode 3 of Radio Sentai, Cast Ranger. Okay, so, today our talking points are going to be mostly focused, our first half of the show is going to be about Gaim episode 22 and Tokyuger episode 5. So, anyone listening, before you listen to us, make sure you watch those episodes. Thank you very much. Except for our special little guest friend, Paul, a.k.a. Tsukino Zen, a.k.a. TX, a.k.a. whatever he's calling himself today. Say hi.
I'm Paul. Hey, how's it going?
Do an intro for yourself as the Gold Ranger.
Oh yeah, you want to do your caster introduction?
No.
You have to. It's a thing. Go on, don't be shy.
You can literally shout out Big One if you just want to.
Do like a roll call intro.
He's like,
Proxy Caster.
Yeah, it's like, Mike!
And I'm...
Paul.
There!
He's the Paulcaster.
Yeah. He's the Paulcaster.
Hipster who sails to the stars! Goldcaster!
Hipstercaster.
Hipstercaster!
Hipcaster.
Okay, I have an idea for... Now I have an idea for this thing, but never mind.
Anyway.
Cut.
I'll have a superhero identity by next week. Dun dun dun!
Find out next episode.
Go Rangers all over again. Are you guys supposed to be here?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
okay, so let's move right into Gaim.
And we have a new lineup for everyone today. The lineup is starting with Lane.
Yay, me. So, I'm not last for once.
Kamen Rider Gaim!
Okay, so go ahead.
So episode 22?
Yep.
Yep. Very good. Got to see some more Malika action, which was pretty cool.
A few moments where she was capable of it.
Yeah.
I pissed off that Coda stole her lock seed, though. It was very smart of him and clever how he did it, but still, it was like, no, I don't get to see my favorite rider.
No, bullshit.
But I gotta say, the key thing in the episode was just the end of that episode. Like, just the feels, man. Just, Takatora was just like, yeah, you killed your friend. I hope you're happy about that.
I'm so glad they finally revealed that.
But no, now, Coda's going to be in another fucking thing. This is the second time that, like, Zangetsu has pretty much made Coda go, I'm not doing this shit anymore.
I quit, you guys.
Yeah, I quit.
That's the third time, actually.
I swear this time, you guys.
Yeah. It's like, I have all this power in the world that I can save my own life, but fuck
so we're
it.
Like, oh, okay, he's probably going to quit the rider game, and then in the next preview episode, Kachidoki arms. Oh, that was quick.
Yeah.
Jinba Cherry, very fast, which is pretty cool.
Shadow Step.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, overall,
Cherry Step.
Cool episode, no real complaints about it. Michi's still trying to keep my happy. I think he does that a lot.
He's keeping your happy.
Yeah, at my.
M-I. Oh!
Yes.
Okay.
M-A-I.
I got it.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll keep my happy as much as I can.
Dave, when you edit that part in, I want you to look at the derpest picture of Chris and add that in right there.
Fuck you!
Alright.
You then? Alright.
The next one is Kevin. Yes.
That is to say, I kind of sort of disagree in that I found the episode was, once again, it kind of suffered from the same thing as last episode, where it was like, they're slowly trying to reveal the crucial things in the show, but it's like, we get maybe two really big things for the show, and then the rest of it is just drawn out dialogue to fill the half hour. I feel like we're in a bit of a slow rut, for the sake of changing the direction of what's going on.
Oh yeah, it's definitely a different tone than the start of the series at this point.
Not too much to add on to what Lane said, because again, it was a very uneventful episode, to say the least.
Uh-huh.
But I thought of something, just sort of, as an adult. Imagine, this is a show for kids, right? And he's totally going over this whole, oh yeah, we can make a billion of these things, which is to say, 1/7 of the world is going to survive at the end of this.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there going, okay, I'm anywhere from 8 to 10 years old, sitting in front of my TV, trying to, like, zone in on what's going on, going, I don't have that toy yet. Mom, I gotta get this toy or I'm gonna die.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Like, I was just kind of like, just little 10-year-old me is just going like, buddy, I'm one of those yeah, 7 exactly. billion.
Mommy, after I finished watching the episode,
I just looked over my Sengoku driver and I'm like, well, I'm holding on to you.
I've now called it the 1/7 club membership. A membership card.
And I'm a member of
the membership belt.
Too.
Yeah, well, yeah.
High five, Ichi, remembers the 1/7 club.
I'll give mine in May when he buys it for me.
I'm sitting there talking to Lane. I was like, I still need to pick up my 1/7 club membership.
Join the club. We've got belts.
Belts with fruits in them.
Yeah, that's me on this episode.
And now it's my turn. Diving. So, my first thing I want to talk about is Baron.
Yeah.
In the forest, leaving books around. What?
I thought they were bento.
I don't know if they look like books.
I don't know.
Books are really, really poorly packed together plastic explosives.
I thought they were bento, like, wrapped in handkerchiefs. And I was like, is he leaving lunch for the invest? And then just being, Kaido, what are you doing here?
He's trying to wean...
Fuck off! He's
trying to wean them off the fruit.
Yeah, he's just kind of like, eat this, you feel better.
And then Sengoku guy, I forgot his name.
Ryoma.
He... I don't know what side he's on.
He's on his own side.
I know, but I'm like, I'm just thinking, like, he wants to save the city, and then he doesn't want to save the city, and now he wants to save the city again.
The way it's working is he only wants to save the city as far as Takatora orders him to.
That's just it with anyone that work the bigwigs at Yggdrasil is... They all want the same ends by their means. Yeah. Everyone is very much on their own agenda to the Prime Directive.
Yeah.
And the fact that, or I don't, everyone else is talking about how Orange Cherry Arms actually looks
Jimbo
good.
Jimbo Cherry
actually looks good, and it really doesn't. The orange and pink motif does not fit well together.
If you don't, well, that's not really orange or black and peach. It's you want to see the pink one. That's when he gets Jimba Peach, which he probably will have soon.
Oh yeah, that's true. And then,
but honestly, all the
but Jimba like seriously, now soon. I want to see him go against Clock Up. Okay, am I the only one?
That's what movies are for.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, come on.
Hey, Heisei Showa movies.
I don't think it's that level of speed. I think it's D-end level of speed.
Yeah, it's fast, but it's not Clock
Up is
fast.
Just where you go so fast that everything else slows
it's
down.
Not even,
around
it's
you.
Not even thighs yeah. fast.
Well, we already talked about the billion belts, but what I want to say about it is if China they can make 24 billion items an hour. Why can't they make 7 billion belts?
No, the thing is, it's not it's not a question of resources. It's a question of, these are complicated things to make. We can only make this many in this amount of time.
We've only got 10 years, and believe it or not, that's the number we can come up with in that 10 years.
Resource is not the problem.
And the fact that the trained martial artist, the peach...
Marika.
Gets taken down by a blocked kick, by the way. A blocked kick.
Mm-hmm.
And gets taken down, and then, you know,
down, just, like, blindsided.
If I blocked a log coming at me, I'd still go over, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm like...
Depends on how hard she gets.
Yeah, but he's not a strong person either. He's a kid who just, like, within a couple of months...
He is a breakdancer by
hobby.
Keep in
mind, though, with every rider suit and
stuff,
there's actually...
Yeah, quit.
Nobody used to be on the team.
But with rider suits, there's always, like, statistics of them. So, like, a punch
but
from a rider is, like...
He wasn't henshin.
He was unhenshin.
Oh, well, whatever. Yeah. He's
no,
strong.
I know you're... There's no question that rider suits give them more physical strength, but the problem is he wasn't henshin when he did that.
And the one thing that... The one thing that Lane and Kevin both didn't say, why is he not a phantom by now?
I was gonna mention that. Fuck you!
Too bad. I stole it. Why is he not a phantom?
Because he's not a gate.
He's in despair.
Because he's not a gate.
Because they should have saved that plot point for the Wizard Guy movie so Wizard could do shit.
You know what? I wouldn't be I wouldn't be surprised if the Wizard Guy like battle movie starts right here.
Yeah, maybe.
And Wizard shows up right now.
Well, the movie's soon-ish, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't be amazed if the movie starts now. Like,
I think it is out in theaters because...
No, it's been out since, like, December.
Yeah, whenever.
Yeah.
What? Shit. Nice.
But they film these, like
We're not seeing it until at least May, June.
It fits somewhere into the canon, I'm sure.
And that's it. That's it for me.
More thing to throw in.
Sure.
You kind of mentioned it, and I forgot I wanted to talk about it. Okay, I'm sorry. Like, there's, like, plot device writing, and then there's... I don't know what's what. Is Michi just, like... Is his poker face really that good, or is Coda that stupid?
No, it's both.
Michi's sitting there just kind of, whoa, you don't say, right?
They're gonna blow up the world. Yeah, that's a thing.
I'm just gonna sleuth away and not tell you where I'm going. And Coda's like, hey, bud.
See, that's the thing. That's what I think I mentioned this last week. Most of the series, I've kind of bought Coda some slack because, yes, he doesn't know a lot of details. But it's times like this where it's like, you really have to, it really is nothing else besides the fact that he is a fucking idiot.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's why at this point I'm just kind of like, alright, come on.
Yeah.
There's gotta be a breaking point where you're just a moron.
But the thing is, I don't think Kota knows that Michi is the brother of a high-ranking...
Not yet, anyway.
If he knew that...
None of them, though.
I think he would have pieced that...
Well, yeah, because Coda was like, oh, I saw the white-armored rider, and he's like, you saw him? And he's like, I didn't get his name.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah. No, but the thing is, like, isn't he supposed to be, like, the head of the corporation?
No. He's a project leader. He's not, like, the boss.
So he's not the face.
No.
But they're a rich family profiting from... Yggdrasil, right?
Yeah.
So
they're high up on the totem pole of Yggdrasil, but they are not. But Takatora is not.
So if they're rich, wouldn't they at least be a little bit famous? Wouldn't he be like, "Oh, it's that you? I've seen you somewhere."
Look, for all we know at this point, Kota doesn't even know Michi's last name.
Yeah, he does.
No, he only calls him Michi.
Oh.
He's never once even called him Mitsuzane.
Yeah, I thought that's what the Michi stands for.
No, yeah, Michi is short for Mitsuzane. That's his name.
But that's how he would have introduced himself to anyone outside of his familia.
All right, so Raven.
I don't know if I have much more that hasn't already been said. But yeah, I've enjoyed the episode.
That's good.
Get to see Coda.
I'm glad you didn't hate it.
Can you dive a
bit deeper.
Got to see Coda being a little bit of a badass.
Yeah.
Up there. Got to see him just steal that freaking Lockseed like a boss.
So out of character for her. I feel like if she is who she's been made out to be,
she wouldn't have
flied.
That's like you trying to grab a tit off her, man. Like, that's not going to happen.
No,
she should have broke his arm.
The joke I read somewhere online was, good thing he didn't try to grab her other peaches or he would have been ended right
there.
Yeah.
That should be a meme.
Probably is.
Somebody make that up.
No, I think part of the reason that he did succeed is Sengoku Ryoma has told her in past he wants Kota alive because he's getting good data out of him. So she probably hesitated to take his fucking head off right there.
I was gonna say
if it wasn't for the fact that he had flat out told her don't hurt him too much.
Think he's using the old belt.
The thing is, I can't remember if she was around, but Sid was pretty much given the green light to go full on Kota the previous episode.
So long as you're pushing it to the
Sid's fucking weak as shit. Yeah, we know Sid's weak as shit.
Which is disappointing because I liked Sid.
Yeah, I've knocked him out as my favorite rider now, and now it's Bravo again.
It always has been Bravo for me. Anyways.
Yeah. All that, get to see what Project Dark was, which we talked about last week.
Yeah, by the way, thank you for being right on the money as usual.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, I figured it out. Oh, well.
Not hard. I was close, but you were closer.
It's that moment of, it's probably something to do with the fact that the belts make you immune to things.
It could be worse. It could be what Tom says, the Ark of the Covenant.
And we just melt some knots.
Yeah.
Top men.
Yes. But, that's pretty much my opinion on that.
Okay, so, yes, everyone has pretty much mentioned the major points I wanted to talk about. So, at this point...
This is what happens when we go...
It's not like you can't put your own spin on it.
Anyways, what I appreciate most from this episode is that we finally know what Yggdrasil's endgame is.
Or do we?
Well, for now.
Like, they're actually going to make a billion belts. That's a thing for me.
Yeah. I still feel like Takatora and Ryoma have different goals somewhere deep in their heads, and they're going to clash at some point.
Obviously.
I'm still pissed it's taking forever for us to see Duke's fucking henshin. I wanted to see his more than any of them.
He's endgame. He's, like, literally, like...
That's why his rider's themed after the king.
Yeah, is literally the end game. I think what they're waiting for is they're just gonna... They're gonna... After he does Jimba Cherry... No, Jimba Peach.
Jimba Peach and Melon.
And then Melon. He's gonna go and he's gonna be like, well, I want your Loxied. And he's gonna go after him. And that's probably what...
Well, he already has a lemon.
I'm talking about his Loxied. Whatever his is.
A lemon.
Duke's is lemon energy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, I thought there was only one of each.
No.
I guess not.
No. There's multiples.
They never stated that there's only one.
Which means that they'll probably end up replacing Malika's stolen peach.
I fucking hope so.
Jimba Cherry this episode, which was pretty cool. He's got fucking flash step powers, and he's pretty neat. That's one of the things I was looking forward to seeing, because. From what I've seen, the Jimba forms are all pretty much identical, except for the decoration down the sides, and I was hoping that they would have different powers. I'm not quite sure what Jimba Lemon specifically is, but now we know Jimba Cherry's
is strength.
I guess it's strength.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Jimba Cherry's
is considering it, or considering that Lemon was essentially the base form for the Jimba forms, it may just be the balanced form.
That's possible. I wouldn't.
If he goes through
an orange and then a lemon and then orange to lemon,
yeah.
I wouldn't.
That could be.
I wouldn't.
All of them could do.
The
that.
Thing is, I wouldn't call Jimba Lemon the base of the Jimba forms any more than I would call any of Deno's forms the base form,
well,
because it really is the same system.
It's that moment where I go, I'm looking at Getter Robo as kind of a base for this. Where we have multiple versions of an equally powerful form. Okay, one of them is speed, one's power, and one's kind of the balance between the two.
Yeah.
So,
but the thing is, if you pay attention to the toy version of the Jimba arms, it really is all four arms in one set, and it just rotates to decide the actual form it's using. So it's really a rebirth of the Deno system.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate on some level, I guess.
I actually have one more thing I wanted to talk about.
I have a couple things. Kota snatching the peach energy seed from Minato was fucking awesome.
Mm.
Faked her out and stole it. That was awesome. And just fucking bolts.
And later.
And what Lane mentioned, I'm so glad that Kota finally knows the truth about Yuya. No matter how much Michi tried to hide it from him, we knew this was going to happen, and I'm so glad it's happened.
You know what, it was probably better that Takatora told him than Michi, because he just would have been like, you knew this entire time, you didn't bother to tell me.
But now he's going to go to Michi, and Michi's going to be like,
don't say.
Yeah.
I guess I shouldn't have turned off that monitor a couple episodes ago.
Maybe he'll bring back the point when he saw Yuya on the screen, and then Michi turned it
off. I guess I shouldn't have turned off that monitor, Also, in the preview for next episode, we finally get to see what this mysterious overlord Invis looks like. By the way, that's the actual term, based on my research, and there's going to be more of them.
And Gachidoki.
And yes, next week is Gachidoki Arms. So, yeah, he doesn't...
The best part of this episode is the preview again.
Yeah.
That DJ gun's going to be fucking awesome.
By the way, I know why it's the DJ gun.
Because Sagara gives it to him.
Absolutely.
There was no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, because they were saying
I thought
Ryoma...
it was
going to
be his weapon initially.
Yeah.
Just because I was like, it makes sense. It's
I don't know how
motif.
That gun's able is out now, but the fucking grape gun isn't out yet.
It's out, it's just never in stock.
Oh.
I was going to say, it's been out since virtually the beginning.
Oh,
yeah.
It keeps
also,
saying pre-order, that's why.
Also, there have been more scans about his upcoming actual final form, Kiwami Arms, including a good shot of the actual Loxied, which is styled after a key. This is where you'll see the scan of it in the YouTube version.
Kiwami.
Yes, it's literally fruit salad themed, and he has it uses the powers of most of the normal Loxies, and he has access to all their weapons.
That's cool, though. I gotta say, I wonder if once he puts the key in, he just goes and it does it.
No, how it works is the Kachidoki seed is in the normal slot, and then the slot that takes the Kiwami key replaces the core slot, so we get another core slot replacement.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it goes where the faceplate goes.
Yeah.
Can that just be where that comes in when we buy the toy?
Yeah.
Because I can't. I'm not buying the stupid Genesis driver.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I don't hate the driver. I'm just not buying it.
Yeah. If they sold the core slot separately, we would all buy it.
Yeah, I'm already buying. Like I said, when I get my belt.
Yeah.
When I get my belt from this man, I'm gonna go buy the Genesis belt.
By the way, he's referring to me because you can't see where this stupid asshole's pointing.
No, I was gonna put your face in.
Not everyone's watching the YouTube version.
Well, then they should, because I'm editing those, and they're good.
That's not enough reason. Anyways.
They're always a week behind. Yeah, but so is, like, Rooster Teeth when they do their video podcast.
Okay, any closing thoughts on Gaim?
Other than the fact that, like, I just can't believe how fucking retarded Michi is.
It is a fantastic show.
You mean Kota?
No, I mean, like, Michi, where he's like, he tells Michi something, and Michi goes, oh... I didn't know. Like, you could fucking poker face that better.
Well, the thing is, he's also wrestling with the anger at him finding out.
So, yeah.
Anyways, there'll be more of that. Okay.
Precious Sentai Tokuser!
Alright, moving on to Train Boner the Sentai.
Shibachiko!
Alright, we're doing the same order?
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead.
Alright, so episode 5, it was just your basic, you know, they go to another Shadowline infected area, and they fight a monster, but, you know, there's some shit that goes down. But I have to establish that Light is, like, pretty much my favorite character in the show. Kevin would agree with me. Like,
I don't know about my favorite. He's definitely a lot more developed than I gave him credit for.
The fact that the entire time, like, he's just, like,
kill you last.
Like, he was super hungry because apparently he didn't get to eat breakfast when he could have just brought it with him when they went into the cars. Which,
all of that
by the way, the car carrier rush is pretty cool, especially when they use it as a fucking club. And you just boof. I actually might buy it for my Tokyo just to, you know, have something.
And then there's a button on the side of it actually that launches the cars.
Oh my god, really?
Don't lose the car.
You'll lose them all in a week.
Yeah.
No, because they actually have a peg system where you clip them on, so they won't go anywhere. But yeah, car carrier rush is pretty fucking cool, especially since they launched the cars out. The monster was really stupid.
I'm stealing all your food!
That'll make everybody sad!
It was a trash can.
I will get into my thoughts of the monster.
That monster was trash.
It was a pretty decent episode, you know. I liked how he kept trolling the monster by going, like, he tried, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm transformed.
The stupid asshole tries to shove a fish inside his helmet!
I'll get into that in a second.
I'm gonna eat this in front of you. Right. Elmo.
And then also eating fish final attack was fucking cool. Just,
I'm gonna eat my fish!
I will address that on my turn.
Yeah, don't worry, my
turn too. Well, that was a pretty cool episode, but, you know, I want to see more shit about General Schwartz's plot to, you know,
steal the Tokyo rushes.
They've spoiled, like, a major part in the fucking...
That's next week.
Yeah, don't watch the fucking trailer at the end of the episode. They actually spoil the next episode.
Really fucking quickly.
Like, they know, like, a major spoiler in that episode is in that trailer.
I doubt it's that major if they spoil it, because I feel like they're just giving you the, you know, the holy shit I need to watch this episode.
Next week looks like, epic.
I like how this is turning out to be another one of those series where the early story seems to be find all the Zords.
Yep.
AKA fucking Wild
Force. Oh, and then, yeah, Light. Apparently and found one, and they're like, why didn't you say anything? Awesome?
Why did you grab it, you dumb fuck? You know what they are.
Yes, he's gonna grab a giant train underneath a mountain.
It was a toy.
No, it wasn't.
Alright, well, anyways, Kevin, your thoughts.
It kills me to say it, this series is getting better and better, and it's just becoming a little more interesting as a Sentai series, and I understand that it still kind of keeps that whole... this is really stupid motif that it is, just it's... it's for the geese.
So you would say that your attitude towards watching it is, I think I can.
Hashtag Ichipan. I'm trying,
that's for sure. Okay, and this is absolutely the part that just made me nothing but livid. That we have this whole stupid plot device, launch the cars into the hole, to the thing, and you get there... and then nothing ultimately got resolved before... what's the train guy's name? The
conductor.
Is his name
the conductor?
The conductor. anyway.
Like, owner.
That guy, exactly. The conductor is just kind of like, oh, don't worry, here. And he ka-chucks the thing into a bridge to drive the train. And I was like, from the beginning!
Yeah, really.
No, 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 it's because when they destroyed him, it weakened
the shadow the barrier shadow, or whatever.
So that they were able to do that.
But I feel like the whole point was, what had stopped the Tokyu Liner in the beginning was their inability to generate Rainbow Line. That's where the Russia came in to be, like, in the end anyway. They didn't end up generating a Rainbow Line anyway. They just put this Russia there.
Yep.
And that worked. So like I said, I mean, I feel like the logic that they bothered to put behind it didn't follow through anyway.
It's shit like that just makes you wonder if the conductor really gives a shit.
No, he's like owner. It's just his job. He's just there, and whatever happens, he's just along for the ride. And
Ticket's just an asshole, as always.
Ticket is shaping up to be one of my favorite characters in the whole show.
Oh, no, Ticket's funny. I like him.
And I'm just gonna say this right now. What's the robot's name?
Wagon?
Hashtag Narutaki.
I have already seen wagon porn out there.
Oh,
well,
no.
Duh, it exists within the confines of the internet.
Has handles in all the right places.
Yeah.
And lips
literally. Too many handles.
Handles in all the right places and lips to malfunction for.
hey, Paul, huh?
He doesn't know who we're talking about. I should just point out that Paul is not caught up on either show.
He's
here for a feature discussion afterwards.
Catching up on Gaim, at least.
Yeah.
How
far are you?
Episode 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come back when you're caught up and we'll give in and we'll go through another episode.
The enemy was garbage.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, no, Light's an asshole when he's hungry.
Yeah, no.
Like, just an absolute asshole. And even Mia?
Eat a Snickers.
Yeah, Mia was just kind of like, he's an asshole. Like, she was just very straight up like,
I love how,
I don't like this.
I love how they're slowly discovering that about everyone. Last time it was Kagura. Yeah, don't fuck with her when she imagines herself super strong. Don't fuck with Light when he's hungry. What's next? Don't fight with Tokati when he's bored.
No,
don't fight with the Yellow Ranger when she's on her period.
No. What will set Tokati off is if a monster like burns a book or something.
I got it.
Be like, oh!
It's gonna work out because the next Kaijin is gonna be like this, like high school teacher archetype, and he's gonna send people into despair by boring them. gonna be like, this isn't cool, man.
I know it'll piss him off. Something will happen, like, he'll get, like, his glasses will break or something, and he'll just be like, my glasses! he'll just be like,
they'll pull a Rude from FF7, but
he'll
the problem
pissed off, just going into fucking endless rage. Like, use Green's bridge, like, Tokyo Yongo's bridge axe.
Okay,
fucking
no, that was the coolest thing ever. Just beats him up with the axe, whatever the hell it called, I don't remember. Shoves it in his mouth, and then just goes, I'll be right back. Goes up, gets the signal hammer, and just knocks all the teeth out. Now I'm just kind of like,
I thought he was going to go like this and hit the actual axe and go through and cut the top of his head off.
I knew that's exactly what he was going to do. I was like, here, bite down on this.
What really bugged me about that scene is, yes, it was hilarious, but when they switched lines, Green's axe stayed where it was instead of going to the new Green Ranger.
That is to say, it doesn't go where it doesn't shoot to the person.
It usually does.
No, because he gives her the weapon.
They usually switch when they're next to each other.
Anyway,
so he just happened to have the axe there.
Stomped in this show.
No,
virtually.
I'm waiting for someone to use the bridge axe and like wield it like fucking Todoroki does, like reverse style. It'd be fucking awesome.
Okay, let me explain what happened to you. So they're fighting a monster that eats food. So the Red Ranger takes the Green Ranger's axe, shoves it in his craw to stop him from biting down, then takes the Yellow Ranger's hammer and bashes him across the face and breaks his teeth.
A monster that eats food.
Trash can.
I'll get into my thoughts on that on my turn. Anyways, I just wanted to give you context on that.
No.
So whose turn is it now?
Mine. And I only have two things to talk about in this one. The first one is, holy fuck, that fight with the Red Ranger. So he uses his his sword to wrap around the monster in the tree, then dehensions.
In
the middle of the fight, but like, wouldn't that take that off?
I know. It bugged me too. Try not to think about it.
I was like, wait, how is that still?
Because he imagined it would work without him being henshin.
Yeah. Imagination.
That's gonna be like the end all be all. Fuck you. It works because I said so.
SpongeBob with a rainbow.
No, it's good. You have a better idea for that.
SpongeBob with
a
rainbow.
The Russian. How do the cars work?
Imagine they will.
You got to imagine that they'll get to their
destination. Crossing
which he
the
didn't
river.
Even imagine and that. Then we're he's gonna like, I'm going to land in this river.
No, like, the first one overshot it, and then the rest of them, like, I'm going to imagine us not doing that.
Well, Light, he goes, he just does what he wants.
And then,
guys, imagine the cars crossing this river, and now we're going to launch you off a ramp.
Yeah. Okay, anyways.
And then the other one is Billy Bass. Take me to the river.
No.
God damn it.
Drop me in the water. That is literally what happens. It goes in and starts going like this. Wheels like that. I'll pump the video here.
For those wondering what he's talking about.
If you haven't seen the episode, this is a heavy spoiler episode.
The Rangers combined weapon shot a giant fish that ate
a giant
light. Imagine a fish gobbling him up and just
The combined weapon bazooka in this series shoots a bullet that turns into whatever they want.
Yeah.
It's been a rubber band. This week it was a fish.
They rubber banded a guy.
Rubber banded a guy in the face.
They shot him.
And killed him with it.
Made a rubber band that stretched from the guy's mouth to the cannon, and then they snapped it.
Yeah, snapped it, and it blew him up.
It
blew him up.
And this one was Billy Bass.
I totally understand if you don't watch this show.
See, it's better than just typical bullet, like,
No, it's not better than that, and you should feel bad.
No.
We're gonna kill you with a
drown
giant...
Anyways,
we're off topic.
Jesus Christ.
Are you done?
Yes.
Okay, who's
Raven.
Next?
Episode was fucking stupid.
Yeah, I know, right?
Thank you, Raven.
Raven. Okay, thank you. Moving on.
Thank you, Captain Input. You're just full of surprises tonight.
Series end. So, Raven, what did you think about Tokyo?
Worst series ever.
This series is fucking stupid.
Yeah,
my favorite part is when it ended.
That's pretty much... Yes.
It got rain.
The ending theme is pretty good.
My favorite part was the end of the episode because it was over.
thanks, Ollie.
Yeah, no, honestly, though, I'm really, really still not enjoying this. I hated the fucking car carrier. I thought it was the dumbest thing ever.
Oh, it'll get dumber.
I was like, okay, guys, imagine that the cars will cross the river. Now we're going to launch you off of a ramp. These two things had nothing to do with one another.
It just powered the engine.
We're just
going to... That's all it is.
Imagine crossing the river. And now we're going to shoot you off
a cannon. Actually, wait. That's why he overshot it. His imagination is stronger than everyone else's,
yes,
right?
That's the idea.
It powered the
car.
I
go
car.
Incredibly far.
Like, he imagined crossing the river. He didn't imagine not overshooting it.
No, he imagined landing in it.
Anyways.
Yeah. And then, I'm really hoping next episode General Schwartz's shit is actually, you know, better.
Yeah,
they actually fight him next
not
episode.
Not him eavesdropping the whole episode.
That's a quick point I want to bring up. How the fuck did he get a listening device on the train?
When he walked by and they all opened the door to see who it was, he threw it in. Because it's in the hallway.
Okay.
It's literally right above the door.
Yeah.
Exactly where no one ever looks.
Yeah, but the door's open, so
was
the sound
when he threw that rose?
I guess it's when you threw that rose at
Yeah, remember, it had rose petals around it.
Sure.
Sure.
You done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've just had our Pudgy Pig episode. What was disappointing about this time was the monster didn't try to actually eat the Rangers, like I was hoping. Because every time they have a monster that is all about eating everything, most of the time they try and eat the Rangers, and that's always what I find.
Well, he did try to eat Tokyo, because he's like, I want to eat you.
Yeah, they should have shoved its dick in his mouth.
I think that's way too much metaphor.
What if the first time?
He's gonna bite it off.
And then they just let the steam loose inside it.
And then they shoot the steam.
But it didn't have teeth, ever.
So all aboard the steam train!
Okay, well, once again, have you seen that clip?
The Megazord dick punches its way out of a coffin.
Out of a box?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And then a plume of steam shot out of the tip.
Let's dick out of a box.
Shove your junk through that box! Okay, anyways, yeah.
Our greatest escape mechanism, our dick.
I wish this wasn't a podcast so that everybody could see just how long I've been frozen in various positions during this podcast.
Yeah.
Just because of some of the things that I've heard that have just made my brain go,
what?
Children's television?
Japanese children's television.
Yeah.
That's just what I said. Children's television in Japan is just, they don't, nope.
Yeah, they have tits in their
Well, hey, they may look at our shit and be like, they're weird.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, imagine the Japanese looking at, like,
oh,
fucking...
Oh, God. Teletubbies! Oh, dear God!
What are these Americans smoking?
That Snooki is the devil incarnate!
Okay.
Which he is.
Yeah, I'm also on the front of the Rent Kits bazooka finishers are getting fucking stupid, and they're gonna get stupider.
I love them.
I know you do, I don't
you
care.
You love everything that's bad. No.
And I'm holding hope out that next week when they fight Schwartz, it will be awesome. That's about all I got. Anyone have any closing points on Tokyuger before we move on?
I like Tokyuger.
Yeah, we know.
Tokyuger is... Shipachiko. Okay. I've seen worse. GoBusters. I've seen worse.
Let's not start an argument on GoBusters.
But, you know what? This is not good. It's not...
You keep saying that!
It's not bad, it's not good.
Okay.
So now we're going to move on to our...
Now it's time for our topic of the week. This is the reason we brought our friend Paul on this week. We're going to be talking about how we all originally got into tokusatsu, and the reason we brought Paul in is because he's involved with most of us.
Yep.
Most of those
I think I'm the only one in the room that didn't start up with Paul. Yeah. Oh, well,
okay. So let's do it in order then.
Alright, so Lane.
I just remember we were at Ichi's dad's place one night, and we were just all hanging out, and I just overhear Paul and Ichi talking about Kamen Rider Kabuto, and I was just like, hey, what's Kamen Rider Kabuto? And Paul's like, Kamen Rider is this really cool thing, like, in Japan, it's like Power Rangers and stuff, but, like, really cool writing, cool characters and effects and stuff, and I was like, oh, okay. So he lent me the first half of Kabuto, like, on a DVD set with, like, shitty-ass subs.
The shitty official subs?
Oh, God, yeah. So I watched it, and I was just like, this is cool, this guy can speed up, and there's this moment where he was just walking down, like, in a straight line, just shooting all the worms down. I was just like, this is cool. And just watching ever since. I just need to watch Hibiki and finish Kuga and Hibiki, and I'm caught up on, like, all Heisei. And that's pretty much it. Super Sentai I got into because Ichi showed, like...
Hibiki's not a writer.
Whatever. Ichi showed me, like, wanted to get me into Shinkenger, so he was just like, watch Shinkenger, and so I was like, okay, so I watched Shinkenger, and it was really good. Oh, and Gokaiger as well.
Maeru.
Yeah.
I love how our group started to really get into Super Sentai about the time just before Gokaiger started airing.
Yeah, I thought Gokaiger was gonna suck. Like, I was like, pirate? No. Sentai Natsume. And then it's like, oh, they can transform into the Rangers. Oh, that's cool. Watch episode one. This is the greatest Sentai I've ever seen in my life.
Out of how many?
Two. Shinkenger and Geki Ranger.
There you go.
You have a better track record than Evan.
Yeah.
Now I'm watching Hurricanger thanks to Kevin's suggestion, and it's great.
You mean the Harry Potter Rangers?
Yes, Harry Philosopher's Stone.
Hurricanger. I'll get into that later.
Yeah.
Alright,
who's Kevin? Next?
I have a very dehinged introduction to Toku.
Huh.
In that you already know the story. Yeah. I owe my wanting to get into Toku to Guitar Hero. This was before I was a little more integrated in this group here, where I was just talking mostly to Ichi at the time, and I was on the internet, and I popped up on this picture. It was Todoroki?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Zanki and Todoroki.
Well, it was just the one. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, it was just the one.
Todoroki is on a picture, and it's one of those demotivationals, and it says, Guitar Hero. Even Power Rangers play it. And I know Power Ranger, and I go, no idea who that is. Knowing Ichi was kind of the go-to for this kind of thing, I said it to him, I go, what Power Ranger is this? Oh, that's Kamen Rider. What's a Kamen Rider? And he just went on, and as any Rider fan may have done at that period of time, here's Kabuto!
Yeah.
So yeah, that is to say my first... wasn't Hibiki.
Thank God.
That is to say, it could
and this
only,
is from someone who likes Hibiki.
That is to say, it could have only gotten better.
Yeah.
From there, unless it was Ryuki, then you're fucked.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck Ryuki up the ass.
Damn it.
Let's not start these arguments now.
That's it. It's a little weird, but that's it.
Have you completed all of Heisei so far, or what are you missing?
Heisei? Oh,
I think Kuga.
Kuga, yeah.
Hibiki.
Now I get to Decade. Kuga, Agito. I didn't finish Ryuki because I didn't like it.
What's that one? He uses rings.
Spies.
Witch. Kamen Rider Witch or something, okay. I think.
Didn't finish Hibiki.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Neo Heisei just dropped my ball. I just...
that guy mattered.
Yeah, you told us last time.
Ugh. Yeah, no. So yeah, from the first block, Hibiki and Ryuki, I didn't finish.
Be glad you didn't finish Ryuki. It's
yeah,
terrible.
Yeah, god damn it.
Anyways.
I can't believe... Oh, yeah, and Kuga, I haven't watched.
Oh, yeah. Anyways,
cool.
We've been over those.
Awesome.
Next.
It's me. And, I have the weirdest way into getting into Kamen Rider, because I didn't know... I knew Lane at the time, but I didn't, like, know Lane. Like, I...
You were acquaintances on the internet.
Yeah. Me on Facebook.
Yeah. Once or twice. Maybe I'd be like, what is that picture you just posted? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay. But, like, for me, it was, like, pretty linear. It was, I went from Power Rangers, and I downloaded everything up to Samurai, and I watched everything, and then I was like, well, I'm bored. This is a Japanese show, right? Let's look up the Japanese show. Gokaiger's on. Oh! What is this? They're changing, and I'm like mid-series, right? And I get to the,
shit.
And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm gonna watch the start of the series. What's this? Double? Oh, I'm gonna watch this too. And I'm like, what is this? This isn't Power Rangers. I thought this was Power Rangers.
It's
only one person. Turns into like 12 different people, but it's one guy. And so, and here I am watching like these really shitty fan subs that aren't TV Nihon. So I'm like,
so double time,
yeah. And I'm like, oh, well, these are pretty bad. And then I...
Yeah, that was the subgroup at the time.
And then I moved in, and when I moved in, you're like, oh, this is where we get it from, TV Nihon. I go, oh, this makes Double so much better. I'll finish the series now.
Yeah.
So I never finished it. When I moved in, I was like, I couldn't stand it. The subs were just so bad. Sometimes they were like, instead of saying thank you, they would say, excuse me.
I don't know.
So it was just really terrible.
Yeah, it was like when I watched the shitty subs from Fives. For like 10, 12 episodes, I did not know what the names of all the main characters were.
That's why I'm glad TV Nihon has recently finished resubbing Fives in HD. Now I will go back and watch
it. Yeah, I need to watch it
again,
too.
And then the... Then I went... Unknowingly, I went backwards. Because I didn't know. So I watched the one right before Double. And I forgot,
Decade.
And I was like, and then right after that, I got fucking spoiled for the series I'm currently watching, which was Fies.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, he's a blank. And I'm like, oh, fuck, he's a blank. And now I'm fucked.
I hate those blanks.
I don't want to spoil the
series.
Yeah,
that's fine.
So yeah, that's literally how I got into Toku. It's literally pretty fucking linear.
It's funny is, like, I saw Denno and I was like, what's this one? Like, damn, that sounds cool. Paul just looks at me, he's like, never fucking watch Denno. And I'm just like, why not? It's stupid. Then when I was in my volunteering, I just watched it, and I was like, I don't know what the hell Paul's talking about. This is an amazing show. You can turn to four different forms, and they're funny, slapstick, and trains that go through time. It's
I wish
cool.
I could just take a picture of Paul's face right now. The utter
you could, you have a phone.
The utter discontent.
Paul just has, like, horrible flashbacks of just
all right,
Denno.
So, Raven.
Yeah, the reason I got into Toku, I'm staring at him.
Hi, Paul.
Yeah. No,
Paul's gonna give me a good picture of him so much.
As with a lot of the people on this podcast, my first introduction to Kamen Rider was through him. And also Kabuto.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That seems to be a thing.
Yeah. He mentioned to me at one point that he was watching this show, Kamen Rider Kabuto. And I was just like, what is that? It's just like, oh, this is a pretty cool thing. It's kind of like Power Rangers. You got to watch it. And it's like, so I looked it up on YouTube and I kind of marathoned the better part of the series pretty quickly. After that, I think I watched the first, the movie, like, immediately thereafter. I skipped Deno because I was actually watching Kabuto while Deno was, like, in its last legs. And I went straight into Kiva, which, no regrets. No regrets. From Kabuto to Kiva, that's not a bad way to go. I have since watched Deno, and meh.
Meh is the answer to that.
I don't much care for Deno.
We should just go ahead and refer to that series as Kamen Rider Zeranos.
It's not the worst thing ever, but it's, you know.
Please, everyone, watch Deno in their 7 movies.
Yeah.
8.
I've watched the majority of Heisei. I almost can't say I've seen all of them. I've totally skipped a bunch that I've never had a chance to go back and watch, such as Ryuki, Blade.
Blade, you have to watch.
I've been hearing that.
Yeah, man, Blade's amazing.
I'm going to get to it sooner or later.
Pokemon HD version of Blade,
I've got Kamen Rider Amazon sitting at home, subtitled.
All 15 episodes.
I haven't quite gotten to that
AKA
yet.
Kamen Rider very mud-covered Sonic the Hedgehog.
And gory as shit.
Yeah.
The Kamen Rider, hey, Shinomori, you want to just do whatever the fuck you feel like, finally?
Yay!
You know what? We're just going to cancel that.
Yeah.
Shit, we didn't say
that. And because of that, Super Sentai was created, so...
Yeah, because
good
the
job, Toei.
Because the time slot opened up, the first Super Sentai series started airing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Good job, guys. Anyways, as for Super Sentai, I watched Power Rangers as a kid. It's... I had the introduction on that end.
And then Gokaiger because Seki was...
Well,
more
I'm gonna... Do a little more on that. I didn't know that initially. Basically, with Super Sentai, I'd watched Power Rangers. I'd watched it all, except for in space. I never watched space.
Oh my
god!
Wow,
you know why? Like, I watched Power Rangers like all the way from the first season, Mighty Morphin, up to Turbo, and then I completely lost interest during Turbo because it was shit.
Okay, I understand now.
And so I stopped watching it. And then, like a year or two, three, I don't know how long it was down the road. Fox started showing Lost Galaxy on Saturday morning.
That was the series right after In Space.
Exactly. Yeah. So, it was a matter of... I never really watched In Space, and then Lost Galaxy was really easily accessible. I was watching that channel anyway in the morning, so... I watched Lost Galaxy, I watched Late Speed Rescue, I watched Time Force, which is my favorite Power Rangers series of all of them. And I watched... partially into Wild Force, and then once again kind of dropped it because I stopped
getting
crap.
Did you at least see Forever Red?
Yes.
Okay,
I've seen Forever Red, and that was an awesome episode.
Fuck you.
You mean Gokaiger?
Yes. Yes. As for actually getting into Super Sentai, the first one I actually watched was Gokaiger.
Red.
Was Gokaiger, despite Itchy and Paul's saying I should just watch Magi Ranger.
I'll get into that.
They've been telling me that for a while beforehand, and I hadn't gotten around to it. And then Gokaiger happened, and I was like, 35th anniversary Super Sentai. You know what? I might as well give this first episode a shot, because I've heard all about the switching to different Rangers in the past. I'm like, I watched Power Rangers for a good amount. This is very least I'll get a kick out of seeing the suits. So I turn on the first episode, and oh god, lo and behold, my favorite voice actor is voicing the Morphers. And I'm like, and I think I'm in this show for the long haul now. And then one of my other favorite VAs was fucking Navi.
Yep.
And I'm just like, more. And then one of my third one popped up as one of the monsters.
Yep.
I was like, there's no exiting this series for me at this point.
That is to say, Magi Ranger is Sentai Kabuto. You gotta watch this.
But I really enjoyed Gokaiger, and then after Gokaiger ended, I kind of considered it cutting my losses and just stopped.
And you beat Yellow Buster.
Yeah.
And then Go Buster happened, and I don't care. I never watched it.
Mother Dog, it's good.
Kyoruger, I kind of watched a couple of episodes because I was kind of sitting there when Ichi was watching them.
Yeah.
Aside from that, yeah.
And Tokuger.
And Tokuger. The only reason I started watching that was for this podcast. And, oh god, I wish I wasn't.
There's the door.
Hey, we can do a mid-season Ranger change.
Yeah. The Ranger changer.
Akiba Ranger did it. We can do it.
Oh yeah, well, on that note,
season where the Red Ranger gets changed.
On that note, I watched Akiba Ranger. That was
fuck
pretty fucking awesome.
And
Ichi. Probably the biggest Tokyo fan here.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of people say I'm probably one, if not the biggest Tokyo fanboy in our group. So much so that I got invited onto a panel for such at a recent convention.
Oh, speaking of that, so did I.
Yeah, oh yeah? Cool.
Yeah, Ottawa Comic Con.
Okay, so, like Raven and Lane, my origins into Toku stem from this gentleman right here, Sir Paul. This was around the time when he started showing us Kabuto. This was a time where I would go with my family on vacation to our cottage out of town a lot. So, a week before I was set to go, he hands me the Kabuto DVD, presumably the same one he gave you, and says, here, you should watch this while you're out.
He got it, Pimo.
Yeah, the official one with terrible, terrible subs.
Official.
Yeah.
Official Hong Kong...
Well...
Hong Kong DVD.
As close to official as we felt like. So yeah, he lent me the DVD, which was half the show, and like the others, he's like, this is like Power Rangers, you grew up watching Power Rangers, you'll probably enjoy this. So yeah, I watched the first half of Kabuto, and I'm like, this is fucking awesome. It's like, it's more about riders fighting each other than just fighting the monsters. That was my biggest selling point on it, and Kabuto specifically, because the cast-off was so amazing. And the characters actually had personalities, and they weren't just, you know, color-coded teenagers with nothing but community service on their heads.
Kagami.
Yeah. So, after that, when I got back, this was, like Raven, around the time when Kiva was just starting to air. So, since I had just finished watching Kabuto, I'm like, you know, I think I'll just keep watching. So, I started Kiva.
At my house.
Yeah, and no regrets.
Because I downloaded the first episode of Kiva thinking, oh, new Kamen Rider series is coming out now. Oh, I'm just going to download this episode. Oh, hey, everybody's coming over to my house. Let's watch the first episode of this show.
And it was fucking amazing.
It was pretty cool.
Although it did take me a few episodes to keep track of the whole jumping back and forth between the timelines thing, because at that point I had never seen another television show do that. I don't watch a lot of TV, but...
It was easy to keep track of what was going of that for me, because it was like, hey, yeah, that's pretty neat, we're jumping between current year and year I was born. Yay.
Yeah. Once you knew who the characters were, it was easy to keep track of.
I'm 25 episodes in, I still don't know!
Until they start doing the whole time travel bullshit.
Yeah, it wasn't for until 2 years after Kiva aired. She was just like, Lane, watch Kiva! And I'm like, alright, fine, I'll watch Kiva. And I did, and I was like, ah, that was pretty cool.
Oh, I should also mention that there's one particular fan who took all of Kiva and rearranged the series in a chronological order. So all of the 86 stuff happens, and then all of 2008. And how they call it Kamen...
How they deal with the time travel stuff?
It happens at both, like, whatever has scenes happen in 86
happened in that respective timeline.
Yeah. So they put it in chronological order and named the series Kamen Rider Ixa, because it's about Ixa at first. So it's really cool. If for anyone who's watched Kiva and wants to rewatch it, there's a great way to rewatch it in fucking order.
Hmm.
As for Super Sentai, like most of us, I grew up watching Power Rangers. And again, Paul comes up to me and says, you should watch Mad Ranger, because it's pretty cool. It's about mages, they're a family, and, I actually marathoned all of Magiranger in one weekend. It was that good. I was so enthralled.
Mm-hmm.
And Magiello was a badass, and then he went on to play Beat Buster, and it was fucking awesome. And then that one movie where they turned the Zords into the other Megazords, he got to pilot Magi King, and he was like, oh, this feels something familiar.
Yeah.
So as for what series I've watched... while Kiva was airing, I went back and watched pretty much every other Heisei series, including Hibiki. So I'm completely caught up on from Kuga up till current date. As for Sentai, I've watched Magiranger to completion. I watched Shinkendra to completion because I heard how good it was after seeing the cameo in Decade.
Yep.
And then when Gokaiger started airing, we were all pretty much on board because... You know, it's pirates, they're pretty cool, plus they turn into other rangers.
Yep.
I figured this would be a good way for me to learn about the other shows. And then, the selling point for me, for Gokaiger, the Red Ranger's name is Captain Marvelous.
Yes.
Holy shit, that's hilarious. And I have to watch this.
And his mentor is voiced by the original Gundam pilot.
Yeah, his mentor, Aka Red, the ranger created to celebrate the series.
Amuro Red.
30th anniversary.
Amuro Red.
Did I say Amuro Red?
No, that's us. We're just making a joke.
I'm pretty sure I said Aka Red, but okay. So yeah, we watched Gokaiger, and I've been watching every Sentai series since. Tokyuger, like we've mentioned, is still pretty stupid looking, but hopefully it'll pick up.
Can only hope. Okay. No, we're just waiting for the Zero Nose.
Yeah, the Zero Liner.
Yeah. Hopefully the Sixth Ranger will save the entire show.
Hey, with an iPhone changer, I hold out hope.
I don't. I think at that point I just go, the Hipster Ranger? Paul!
Hey.
Speaking of Hipster Ranger.
Hey, Falstrin!
Since we've all talked about our origins and how they're wildly related to you, now let's hear how you got into Tokusatsu.
Yeah, since you didn't show you.
Or did he?
So many things, Abed.
Time paradox!
This whole thing just hinges onto a random thought one day at P-Mall. I wasn't going to P-Mall with any intention of picking up any Tokusatsu.
Interrupting Paul for a second, for those of you who don't live in Toronto and therefore have no clue what he's talking about. P-Mall is a
Pacific Mall.
It's Pacific Mall. It's a very Asian-centric mall with a lot of bootleg DVD shops in it.
May or may not contain bootleg shops.
And the best arcade in town.
Yeah, a really great arcade, too. I like to just go up there and look at the may or may not be bootleg DVDs and the may or may not be bootleg games and, you know, all the may or may not be bootleg technology, and I like to go around and look at it, and I go there and pick up some shows to watch, and
I used to do that too, then I got the internet, it was awesome.
Exactly, but this was a time before torrenting and sharing and seeding.
We should point out that since this was around the time...
Let's rephrase that, it wasn't the time before torrenting and
downloading. Before I torrented.
Yeah, it was the time before we knew what the fuck that was.
Yeah, it was before we knew how to freaking
land before time.
Am I the only one who got into BitTorrenting back in like 99?
You're older than the rest of us.
You're also older.
You're the oldest person here.
True. Anyways.
Which is lovely for me to say, because that's usually me.
Yeah. So I was playing some Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards. I played some fucking DDR, like a normal anime-obsessed high school kid who goes to Catholic school. And so I stop in the middle of the hall, and I think to myself, I used to watch Power Rangers. Power Rangers was originally Japanese.
What was that?
What was that other show that was on next to Power Rangers? Masked Rider. How delightfully hipster.
The show with Furby.
Yes. Furby.
That inspired Furby.
I just thought to myself, how delightfully hipster of me. I'm going to go find the, you probably haven't heard of it, version of Power Rangers from when I was a kid. And I'm going to see what I can, I'm going to see if it's any good, see if it's decent. I go up to a may or may not be bootleg anime shop. And I walk in, I'm like, do you have any Masked Rider? And the guy who's Japanese and, you know, doesn't talk to you, oh, Kamen Rider, yeah. And I was like, okay, I know the word Kamen, I know that. So, yes, Kamen Rider, do you have any? And he pulls out Kabuto, Blade, Fize, and Hibiki. All of which I would wind up buying, but not at the same time. But he took me through each one, and he said Hibiki is the one that I would probably recommend least. Blade you should watch, Fize you should really watch. If I have one to recommend to you, it's Kabuto. He wasn't lying.
Mm-hmm.
It was
understandable.
It wound up being one of the better shows that I had seen ever at the time. Like, obviously, I've seen more complex shows now, but it wound up being one of the better things that I'd ever seen, and it just really hit me in a nostalgic way that really, really made me feel good, and it really became an interest for me.
And then, and then you found Kamen Rider the First.
Yes, I did, and
that movie was pretty cool.
It really was pretty cool.
Maybe
I should watch Super Sentai as well.
For those who are unaware, Kamen Rider the First and Kamen Rider the Next are movie remakes of the stories of Kamen Rider Ichigo, Nigo, and V3, the first three riders.
I mostly did that just because the original Kamen Rider at the time was damn near impossible to watch. And so we had to watch, in order to get the story of, like, the original Kamen Rider, we pretty much watched the movie when it came out. But then I picked up Maji Ranger, and I wound up picking up a few other shows. I picked up Blade, I picked up Fize, I picked up Hibiki, I picked up a whole bunch of stuff during my time in high school going to Pacific Mall and various other Asian malls that we've got around the area, and I just started watching it and watching it and watching it and found that I really, really liked it. I started sharing it with you guys, and you guys are doing a tokusatsu podcast right now, and...
Thanks. It sounds a bit surreal, doesn't it?
Guys, let's give a round of applause to Paul.
It's all your fault.
A round of applause.
Okay, I'll give a round of applause for that one.
Anyways, thank you, Paul. We know that you're not
Golf
much
that?
Into this
Golf
as
that.
Much as we are, but...
I'm so sorry.
To everyone out there, just...
Internet, I'm sorry.
I fucked up. I straight up fucked.
I did. I should have just kept it to myself.
I'm sure we would have discovered it ourselves eventually.
Yeah, I know.
We would have when Decade happened.
True.
It's a great little genre, and I really do love it. I respect the fact that they tell sometimes incredible stories with what is, by its very definition, a very low budget.
And the special effects are just so good.
For what they are. Yeah, for what they are.
And then there's Tokuser. Good night, everybody!
Yeah, and then there's...
Save your waitresses.
And then there's curb stomping and fucking steam train dick and... Fucking
fish,
fruit, and fish. Padlocks. The fuck's up with that?
Take me to the river.
Yo, Guy's fantastic, guys. Guy's really, really.
Oh yeah, funny. since we've been flapping our gums about the new episode, do you want to just give your thoughts on what you've seen in Guy so far?
Sure. This is a really cool show.
Very much so.
It's cool because it doesn't just feel like a transplant of the real world with some over-the-top, silly acronym organization, even though that is what it is. It does feel like because this organization exists, it has fundamentally changed the culture of the world as it stands in this show, and that's a great draw for any show. At any time, I should say, like, makes it more interesting than just nameless, faceless organization with over-the-top Japanese villain here trying to destroy that wretched Kamen Rider who keeps trying to foil his plans. I think the forms look a little silly. Especially Banana Arms.
Yes.
I'm not a big fan of Banana Arms, but I don't think there's anything in this show that looks outright terrible. The acting is good. The main character is a twit.
Mm-hmm.
But not irredeemably so. I like the fact
that... better.
I like the fact that their superpowers quite literally grow on trees.
Well, vines, but yeah.
Yeah. And the monsters are cool. They even remind me of worms.
The elementary invests look like basic worms.
Yeah, that's what I always said.
You were saying that before.
The villains from the monster grunts from Kabuto, they have a striking similarity to the worms or the invests in this show.
You think they reused the
costumes? That's a little bit of a retooling to the front right there.
Yeah? I don't know, I didn't watch Kabuto. People just keep saying that it...
Look up worms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Post a picture of worms are again.
My favorite character right now is Michi.
Best character in the show.
He really, really is. He's the person who seems to have the most agenda and most depth to him.
Oh, that's for sure. He definitely has the agenda.
No, go on.
I was gonna say they worked so hard to make him so. Like, backstabbingly, like, coy and on his own way.
He's the Tyrion Lannister
of this show.
To have it later,
like, teeter on...
I was waiting for you to make that joke.
But just now, they worked so hard on that, he's just teetering on, like, can't let Coda know, though. He's just, like, gotta
carry on. No, he's more like...
Why was he against
his brother at first, and now he's with him. Like,
well...
Because he, you know, saw that thing.
The thing is, we've heard Michi express that to keep... the joy of him being with his friends alive, he will betray anyone, even his brother again, if he has to.
I can't quite put my finger on it when I watch this show. There's something about this show that makes me think that the writer for Madoka sat down one weekend and, while watching Game of Thrones, said, why don't I just write like this?
Thus, Game of Thrones.
I don't think he needed to watch Game of Thrones for that. That's how he always writes.
Yeah.
It's his characters are never safe. None of them.
Job R.R. Martin.
Yeah.
It might also be the fact that this show is one of the very first
L.L. Martin.
The first toku shows I've seen to actually, like, I'm not going to say that there hasn't been intrigue in Kamen Rider and Sentai, but it's been a very childish, simple sort of intrigue. There's a very adult intrigue about this show, because it is, while it is a metaphor for the, for like a warring states sort of period kind of thing, it is also just that classical, there are factions, there's animosity, there's going to be backstabbing, there's going to be talking, there's going to be character interaction that leads there to be more levels than what is previously presented. And so I feel like, because I am only at episode 10, I really don't know what the show has in store for me. And all you guys have told me is that I haven't even reached the best part yet.
No.
I really...
You're still in form change.
I understand where you guys are coming from with this, and if it gets as good as you say, I've been in a bit of a toku lull. I watch it when I have... When the mood strikes me, I'm more of a fan of stories themselves rather than any particular genre of how to tell them. So toku is just a thing with stories that I happen to really, really enjoy in a format that I've developed a fondness for, but it's not my be-all, end-all thing. But if Kamen Rider is going to be like this from now on, I'll watch it.
I don't know if I count on that being from now on.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to permanently hire this guy as a writer.
Let me put it to you this way. This show has given the next Kamen Rider show one free viewing of your first episode.
My thoughts exactly.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to start giving Rider shows
The thing is, we started watching Gaim not because of Wizard, but because we heard who was writing Gaim.
Yeah. Urobuchi.
Like, I caught wind of that on an Anime News Network article, and I was like, wait. That guy.
Madoka. They couldn't have chosen a better writer for me to just kind of go, I'm listening, just because I was on my way out of Rider. Neo Heisei is driving me up the wall, and they said, Urobuchi.
And then you're like, Fruits.
No, Fruits, Urobuchi.
Yeah.
That was it. They kept throwing dumb after dumb, like, ploy gimmick, and I was just kind of like, Madoka, though.
I just can't express enough my distaste for Orange Arms. So much day.
Of her head getting bitten off.
Fuck you!
We need to have a fucking, what are they called, invest? That as Coda is getting henching, something comes and eats the orange.
Someone make that!
Well, the thing is,
is that not a picture on the internet?
The thing is, funny enough,
the witch, like, lobbing off Michi's head.
No, fucking Hase's head. There you go. Anyways, my point was, one of Orange Arm's sparking attacks, it folds the orange back up onto his head and spins around as he, like, leans forward, grinding the enemy.
Yeah.
So we need just to take that shot and chop in one of the monsters from Madoka.
The witch!
There you go. Just take that. Yes,
get on that.
I'll send you the screenshot.
No, you can send me the Photoshop if you're doing that.
Fine, fuck you.
How many things that I watch with you guys are going to involve me staring at a screen and randomly breaking into "You spin my head right right"?
Too many things.
That one, the very
end.
All right, so let's wrap it up.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Final thoughts.
As this is my very first time on this podcast, and I'm probably going, spoilers, probably going to be coming back again at some point. Not as a...
Once you've caught up.
Also not as a regular fixture. I'm not sure that I would be a regular fixture all the way through the show. I don't really watch...
We've got a lineup of people who want to be on the show.
Yep.
Just sort of, like, I love toku, like, I've loved toku since I was in high school. I'll admit that there was a point where I sort of kind of had to back away from it for a bit, but Gaim has renewed something for it, and I'm gonna give More Toku a try. I'm going to see if I can catch up on more things that I haven't watched yet and catch up on some more stories from it.
Well, as we give it shit, it's a fucking amazing show. There is a lot of things in it that go wrong in an episode, but yeah, generally we all fucking love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways, you know who to come to if you ever want recommendations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now you go to Chris. How is that? How do you feel about that?
Something about a shoe on the other end of the table.
Find an image for that! I fucking dare you!
Okay. He'll walk downstairs and put a shoe on the table and he'll take a picture.
Yeah, I was about to say, I could just do that.
Okay, anyways, thank you all for listening to Cast Ranger.
Thank you.
As usual, you can subscribe on iTunes or you can subscribe on the IXY Studios channel.
Or just subscribe to us on YouTube and it'll be there eventually.
Exactly.
Shut up!
If you want to listen to it when it's immediately available, we have an iTunes link.
The video podcast is a week late. Get over it.
It's because Dave does the image putting.
All you're
himself.
Doing is putting pictures on
I have to find that. Them! Fuck you! They're not easy!
Plus, this is a man who never edits his own videos.
Fine.
Anyways, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Have a mighty morphin' evening.
It's morphine time!
Alright, so
goodbye, everybody!
Okay, thanks. Bye!
Bye!
Bye.